insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome again to this program. Inshallah, we'll try to understand a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
As we explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these verses that we've been trying to go over in the past few sessions, He's trying to explain to us that how could we reject faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How would we not be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has blessed us with all these blessings? The greatest blessing is our creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from verse 30 onwards starts to describe the scene of our creation. And we explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels first and they couldn't understand why a creation on earth was to be the representative of God, as they all knew that being on earth means that some of these beings are going to be causing corruption and shedding blood, as beings on earth were, because, as we said, the earth and the heavens were created before the creation of Adam. There were already animals, and even as narrations go, and as science has told us today, there were beings that in their appearance looked like human beings. I want to emphasize that. We do not believe in this aspect of the theory of evolution, which in fact has not been proven to be true in the first place, but we know Islamically, based on our sources, that this is not how the creation of Adam was, that he was, or human beings were created as children and babies of apes. That's not what we believe in. And that hasn't been proven scientifically, and we know it will never be proven because that is not a correct view. However, we do believe, based on our narrations, before even science showed us any sign of this, that there were creations that in their appearance looked as human beings, but in fact they were not human beings, because there's a huge difference between the human being that has an intellect and what looks like a human being. And there's no way to tell through the physical body or the bones or the fossils of that being whether it had an intellect or it did not. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create this human being, and He told the angels that this human being is going to be His representative that will live on earth, and they did not understand why this was happening. They thought that if the creation is to have a being that would understand the glory of the Lord and to be praising that glory, then they were already doing that. Why was there need to create? Why would he create a being on earth that would even in fact be shedding blood? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them that Adam is different, and what he can comprehend and contemplate and grasp on is much further than what even the angels could understand and comprehend. And at that point, he told the angels, when they realized that this being is superior, he told the angels, which included Iblis, what was later called Shaitan, Satan, to prostrate to Adam. In other words, the angels and the jinn, which human beings are superior to, were told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point to prostrate to Adam. So at this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. And when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam, they prostrated, but not Iblis. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا Iblis. Iblis did not prostrate. Aba wastakbar, he refused and acted arrogantly. He said, I am better than him. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And he was one of the faithless. As we said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was trying to show the angels that this being is superior to them, Iblis at that point, before even the command came to prostrate to Adam, did not want to accept that and did not think that Adam was superior to him and his kind. So at this point he showed it. When the command came to prostrate to Adam, he refused and acted arrogantly. There's a very interesting and important lesson that we should learn from this verse. As we all know, or maybe we don't all know, but it's a good point to know, that Iblis was not an angel. Iblis was jinn. But why was he with the angels? Why was he, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the angels, he was also being addressed? As we know through our narrations, Iblis had worshipped the Lord so much that he had reached the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that he was amongst the angels and he lived amongst the angels. However, that does not mean that he would not commit sin and he would not be able to commit sin. No, at any point in our lives, we have to be very careful of ourselves. We have to make sure that the bad traits that are hidden in our existence, are hidden in us, we try to control them, we try to get rid of them. This feeling of arrogance, apparently, Shaitan or Iblis had not been able to get rid of. There was no point before the creation of Adam that that bad trait would have shown itself. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to prostrate to a being whose body was of soil and his body, Iblis's body, was made out of fire, that's where the setting was set, where he could feel arrogance, and he felt arrogance, and he didn't stop himself. He didn't say that this is God is telling me, God who created me and has created Adam, and who knows which one has got, which one is superior to the other, is saying that Adam is superior and you need to prostrate to Adam. He did not accept that at this point. His arrogance kept him, or he did not refuse his arrogance. He refused to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to prostrate to Adam. A lot of times that happens to us, brothers and sisters, just because we are very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has guided us to this path, to the path of his Prophet and to the path of his Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Holy Prophet. He's guided us to all of this, and alhamdulillah, we are practicing, inshallah. But that does not mean that we are saved until the day of judgment, and we are saved until we die, that we will not be committing sins or we will not be changing course. I want to emphasize that, brothers and sisters. Our actions are very important at At every point in our lives, we need to control our actions, because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا السُّوءَ أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. That the end of those who acted bad and acted wrong and did bad deeds was that they rejected the signs of Allah. The greatest signs, some of the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Prophet. So if we do not perform what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, if we do not obey His commands, which are only to our benefit, then that will or may result in us rejecting His signs, which are the Holy Prophet and the Imams, which means that we will not have any hope for the Day of Judgment. So we should try to control our deeds, act according to His commands, try to get rid of these personal spiritual diseases like arrogance, like nifaq and hypocrisy, and like the other spiritual diseases that could be existing with us. And the only way to get rid of them is to be completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep on practicing and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Him for help, and that it is through His help that we would be able to overcome these desires and these bad traits, inshallah.
يا ذا الجلال والإكرام 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 يا ذا الجلال الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.
So at this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this setting is over and the prostration of the angels and the jinn, well, Iblis, which rejected, when this is done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to explain a different part of this story. The next part of this story is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. We said, O Adam, dwell with your mate in paradise and eat thereof freely whensoever you wish. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. But do not approach this tree, lest you should be among the wrongdoers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Adam and Eve in that garden of Eden, as we know the name of in English, or Al-Jannah, that's referred to in this verse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you can eat freely whatever of the fruits or of the great tasting fruits, and any tree from here you can pick the fruits off of and eat, except for one particular tree. And if you take the fruit of that, you will be a wrongdoer. You will be, as the Arabic goes, min al-zalimin, an oppressor. Okay. The oppression is not the oppression of God. No one can oppress God. And it's not even at this point, even disrespecting God, that's not the point. You will be doing wrong to yourself. You would be oppressing yourselves by depriving yourself from your stay in this setting. There's many other points in this verse that I would not have the time to explain in this session, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have a better understanding of the Holy Quran and to be able to practice what is said in His book, and also through the sayings of the Holy Prophet and our Imams, to be able to be better human beings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah,
subhanallah,
Allah Allah, alhamdulillah, wa shukru lillah, ala ma hadana,
subhanallah,
Allah Allah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله
سبحان الله
الله الله الحمد لله والشكر لله على ما هدانا
سبحان الله
الله الله الحمد لله الحمد لله
سبحان الله
الله الله الحمد لله والشكر لله على ما هدانا
سبحان الله
الله الله الحمد لله